Hello everyone, hope you all are doing well. So let me start my today's topic. Today I am going to discuss consumer rights. Consumer rights which is provided to all the consumers. There are six consumer rights. I know you all are consumers because every person is in life consume goods and services. So he is a consumer. So I'm going to discuss the rights which is provided according to the Consumer Protection Act to you. You should be aware about these rights because you are a consumer. The first right is right to safety. According to this right, consumer has the right to be protected against goods and services which are hazardous to life, health and property. It many times happens that shopkeepers cheat consumers while selling fake goods, bad goods which are not good for health or life or property. So please ensure the safety of goods and services. In items like electronic item, you can ensure the safety while checking ISI mark on that product. In items like food items, you can ensure the safety while looking FPO mark on that product. While purchasing jewelry of gold, you can check hallmark. While purchasing agricultural products, you can check eggmark. EGMARCK. And while purchasing such goods which are also used in agriculture and which may be environmental, which may cause effect to environment, you can check eco-friendly mark also. So you should ensure the safety of goods and services while purchasing any goods. Second right is right to be informed. According to this right, consumer has the right to have complete information about the products he intends to buy, including ingredients, date of manufacturing, price, quantity, dimension for use, and many more. In India, it many times happens that shopkeepers sell those products which are not labeled, even sometimes they don't have any brand. They just sell you while giving some discounts, and you may get in such trap and you used to purchase that goods. But don't do these things. Consumer has the right to get information. He need to be informed about the product, what he is buying. He has the right to get all complete information about the product. Third right is right to choose. According to this right, every consumer has the right to choose the variety of goods and services at a competitive price. In the market, it happens many times that different brands are selling different products at different prices. A consumer has the right to choose the products between these varieties. Consumer can choose any product in the market. He has the right to choose. It implies the marketers should offer wide variety of products in terms of quality, brand, prices, size, etc. and allow the consumers to make choice among those products. Marketers should not force the consumers to buy a particular brand. Consumer had the right to choose product. Fourth right is right to be heard. According to this right, consumer has the right to file a complaint and to be heard in case of dissatisfaction with goods and services. There are many consumer courts in every city which where a consumer can go and file a case against a shopkeeper or the producer if he gets any kind of dissatisfaction with any goods or services. This right is very important because all the earlier three rights are relevant only when consumer has the right to file a complaint. Then the fifth right is right to seek redressal. According to this right, consumer has the right to get relief in case of products and services fall short of his expectations. The Consumer Protection Act provides a number of reliefs to the customers or the consumers, including replacement of product, removal of defects of the in the product, or compensation paid to the consumers for any loss or injuries suffered by the consumer. If product does not conforms to the specific quantity or quality, then consumer has the right to claim compensation. A number of consumer courts and redressal forms have been set up for this purpose. Then moving on to the sixth right and the last right, which says right to consumer education. According to this right, consumer has the right to acquire knowledge and skills to be informed customer. Consumer must know the rights and reliefs available to him in case of product falls short of his expectation. Many consumers, organizations and business firms are also taking an active part of educating customers. All such schemes like you have also seen these slogans like Jago Grahak Jago. Government has initiated such awareness programs so that the consumer get protected and be aware about his rights. The Consumer Protection Act, by conferring these rights on the consumer, empowers them to fight against any exploitation or an unfair trade practices which is done by the producers and sellers. So every consumer need to be aware about these rights. It's the basic right which is given to any consumer to be empowered against the exploitation, against the unfair trade practices which is done by the sellers or the shopkeepers just to get some profit margins. They do such cheap activities. So it is the right to get education, consumer education. So be aware, Jago Grahak Jahak Go. It's a basic need in the present day society. Thank you. That's all for today. Be aware and be a aware consumer.